Hear the word of God. Our reading for today comes from the scripture of the New Testament from the Gospel according to St. Luke. Luke chapter 4, reading from verse 14 to verse 21. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. He was teaching in their synagogues and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he'd been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was the custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it's written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour." Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. He began by saying to them, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Calvary, greetings to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank the Lord so much for being together as we share his word. We have just read a scripture from the book of Luke, where we see Jesus in Nazareth, where he was asked to read the scroll of Isaiah. Jesus chose to read a portion which we can call today Isaiah 61, verse 1 to 2. His choice of the portion to read declares his purpose for his ministry. And it is quite interesting that after reading the scroll, Jesus handed over the scroll and said, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Perhaps this is the shortest sermon ever. Just after reading the scripture, you simply say, "This scripture is fulfilled today. Amen." What a short sermon. By saying these words, Jesus summarized his purpose of which God has sent him on earth. Number one, preaching the good news to the poor, proclaiming freedom to the prisoners, recovery of sight for the blind, release of the oppressed, and proclaim the year of God's favor. The themes of this prophecy are clearly seen in Jesus' ministry. This can literally be seen and was greatly emphasized through Jesus' love for the poor. He spoke freedom from sin, he healed the sick, those oppressed by the demons were rescued, the blind's eyes were opened. However, there's a greater meaning to this as well. The oppressed, was saying when he said, "I was sent to preach to the poor and to proclaim good news," as well as talking about the oppressed. The oppressed can be defined as a group of burdened with cruel or injustice, impositions, or restraints. But also, we know that there were a lot of people who were oppressed by then. It could be interpreted literally. For example, if you are to look, how can it be that Jesus came to fulfill this prophecy while still people were still in captivity and people were still under oppression? In this verse, it is linked to the year of Jubilee outlined in Leviticus chapter 25, apart from reading it from the book of Isaiah. There were laws related to the year of Jubilee. Number one, the law was against oppression. The law allows release of every person who has been bound by contract at the year of Jubilee. Just to mention a few, but there were a lot of things on this law related to the year of Jubilee. The oppressed are the brokenhearted, and the oppressed are those who are oppressed by the devil, who are oppressed in this world, and the greatest enemy is our flesh as well. The world around us is being manipulated by the devil. And more to be our enemy. The only release from oppression of this world is to find comfort from Christ. Then Jesus said, I was sent to proclaim good news to the poor. You know, this is one of the problematic issues, especially in Africa, when talking about proclaiming good news to the poor. Luke uses this term more than any other gospel. Good news, according to Luke, firstly announces the birth of Christ, and now the good news is being used to describe the content of Jesus' ministry. So if you are to look at the word poor or poverty, poverty does not solemnly reflect to lack of resources. Rather, it reflects to the inability to make choices with one's life and one's family. The poor, repentant man bows down before God with nothing at all to offer to his soul, because man cannot offer anything for his soul. Christ has everything to offer. We can only receive. When we come to him, helpless, not trying to justify ourselves or to act as if we are anything he should notice, then he preaches the gospel to us and he offers us everything he has to offer. Jesus also said, you are sent to proclaim freedom to the captives. Jesus' mission is for the prisoners, the captives, in war against Satan, bound by sin and condemned to eternal death. The devil would hold us captives with no hope of escape, and even our sinful human flesh remains our enemy throughout this life. When the spirit of man is reborn in baptism, we are made alive with faith. When the flesh of man is reborn in the resurrection, we are made alive for the eternal life, and faith that will see God in person forever. Until then, we have spiritual freedom as children of God. We have got spiritual freedom as the promised children of God. You know, Jesus also said, he was sent to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, which can be directly linked to this passage of scripture that we have just read. This is the year of Jubilee, as I have earlier said, from the Old Testament's calendar, the fifth year in which all debts were cancelled and all prisoners were set free. families could go on to their ancestral property, because even the loss of family farm was undone, and everything got to put back as it used to be. Jesus was not ushering an actual jubilee, but rather the event for which the jubilee of Leviticus 25 verse 10 to 55 was a metype. Jesus was talking about the release, not from human bondage, not from human debts, not from human separation, but Jesus was talking from the release from the bondage of sin, the release from the death, release from the power of the devil. This was the new jubilee Jesus had come to announce and to fulfill. Right, in conclusion, this chapter that we have read summarizes the mission of God, summarizes the mission of Christ. Likewise, we were born again, we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We are now participating in the mission of God. My late lecturer, Henry William Murray, used to teach me this was the mission of God. The mission of God is to reconcile the broken relationship between God and the entire creation. Salvation is not only about you. What are you going to do after salvation? After God has saved you, after you have been liberated, what are you going to do without salvation? You have to go to reach the world, because Christ who reached the world is still, and he is in us. May the Lord richly bless the preaching of his word. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.